Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Sam Hunt, Ken folks right there. Tampa Bay's morning crew. JR and Melanie on 99.5 QIK. Time for Melanie's morning motivation. Melanie, motivate us.
It doesn't matter how slow you go as long as you don't stop.
Ooh, I like it.
So maybe there's a hobby that you're picking up or something you're working on, a project at home, and it seems really overwhelming right now. You're in quarantine trying to pass the time, and you just want to give up. Stick with it.
Step by step. Every step counts.
Yes.
I love that.
Just keep going. It doesn't matter how slow you go as long as you don't stop.
Very cool. These are on our Facebook page, too. You can spread a little positivity. We definitely need it right now. And coming up in 10 minutes, we have your 7:15 second date update.
It's JR and Melanie's second date update on 99.5 QIK.
Well, with a lot of people taking a break from dating life with everything going on in the world, we thought we'd play one of our favorite 7:15 second date updates right now. It's JR and Melanie on 99.5 QIK. Here we go. We got Holly that reached out to us.
Yeah, and Holly wants to call out the guy that she went on a date with. Not reach out to him and see what went wrong. No. She wants to put him on blast this morning.
All right. This is different. So let's get her on. Holly, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. So I know you want to call this guy out. Tell us tell us how you guys met first. Give us a backstory on this.
Okay. Well, I was in the line at Starbucks, like always, and there was this guy behind me, and we just kind of started chatting and hit it off really well. So we exchanged numbers and set up a date.
Okay. And then what was the date like?
Well, we went over to Frenchie's down on Clearwater Beach.
Nice.
You know, casual.
Okay.
That fish sandwich, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was casual. It was fun. I mean, we had a great time. And, okay, here's where I'm going to call him out. I was at work the next day, and I get a Venmo request for half of the date.
Ooh.
Half of the bill from Frenchie's. I was like, what?
So this guy, Will, that you're talking about, his name's Will, right?
Yes.
All right, go. So Will, he sent you a Venmo request the next day after your date, requesting half of the check.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know who does that. Apparently, Will does.
Did you guys agree or talk about this? But when the bill came, like, hey, I'm going to Venmo you back for this?
No, he picked up the check. He paid for the check. I'm like, okay, groovy, that's fine. And the next day, all of a sudden, I get this boom on my phone. And I'm like, okay, what? And it's a Venmo request.
Yeah, that is strange. And he didn't send you a follow-up check like, hey, by the way, I sent you this or whatever.
Yeah.
You just saw the request.
Nope.
Did he put any emojis with it by any chance?
Like a fish.
No.
Let me tell you this, Holly. I know you want to call him out. He has to agree to come on the air with us, so we have to talk to him. Kevin's got to talk to him off air to make sure it's cool. So we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to try to call him, okay? Hang on for me.
Okay.
We're going to try to call Will right now and see what's going on. Hi, good morning. Is this Will?
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, Will, this is JR and Melanie from QIK here.
Okay, what's up, guys? I know who you are.
All right, very cool.
Why are you guys calling me, though?
Well, if you know us, you know what we do. We do something called a 7:15 second date update, but this one's a little weird today. We actually want to see if you had a second to come on the air with us, if that's cool with you. And we want to talk to you about this girl, Holly, that you met at Starbucks in line, and then you guys went to Frenchie's in Clearwater, right?
Wow, yeah.
So, first of all, how do you feel like the date went?
I've never been so bored in my life.
Okay.
I mean, there's not a lot of words that I can describe the date. I mean, it was super boring. I'd ask her questions. She'd give me one-word responses. I just felt like she wasn't really into it, and that definitely turned me off. I ran out of questions halfway through the dinner. You know what I mean?
You just didn't feel like she was engaged in the conversation?
No, not at all. So, like, it totally threw me off, and it just made me not even care. Like, you know, it was a date, cool, but I don't care to see her or go out ever again. Like, that's just, I'm good.
Well, Will, I think that Holly may have the same feelings because she reached out to us and said that you sent her a Venmo request for half of the dinner. after you guys went on the date. Okay, but you never discussed with her that you were going to have her pay for half of it.
No, but I felt like it was completely necessary. It was the boringest time of my life. I would have rather just stayed at home, save money, watch TV, anything. I felt like it was completely necessary to ask her for half.
Okay.
The time of my life.
Well, hey, I mean, he's owning it. He said it.
Do you expect her to pay it?
Yeah, because it wasted my time.
Okay.
It was a joke.
Well, Will, I'm glad you shed some light on, like, why you requested it. We actually have Holly on the phone. I'd like to get a reaction. Can you hang on for me one sec?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Holly.
Yes.
There you go. That was the answer. I mean, I don't know if that was the answer you were looking for, but now you know why. Do you want to say anything to Will?
I have never been so insulted in my whole life. Do you do this all the time? I mean, do you just rate your dates and then charge them for how much you think they're worth?
I mean, I've actually never been on a date with a brick wall before, so I don't know. This is
a brick wall? Are you kidding me?
You gave one word answers. You left me conversing to myself pretty much the entire night. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? Oh, my gosh. I wanted to learn about you more than, you know, and next time we'll talk about me. But the thing is, you know...
Well, let me ask
you. Sorry, there's not going to be a next time.
Oh, okay. There it is.
All right. Be nice. What about a do-over, man? Like, what? You know, maybe she just was off her game a little bit, and maybe a little distracted, and maybe she took a different approach than you did. What about and we'll pay for the next date. You know, nothing out of your pocket. We'll pay for the next date. What
we
about that?
We may Venmo you after, but we might.
No,
know.
We don't.
Come on now,
Melanie.
We won't.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No. Yep. I mean, trust me. I'm doing you guys a favor. I'm saving you guys the money. You guys could actually. Spend that money on a couple that actually is going to enjoy it. So I'm good. Nah.
Oh, what? Are you kidding? You pick up the check, and it's just understood that you pick up the check, okay? For the next time, for the next girl, just man up. Say something after dinner if you want to split the check, and, you know, they'll probably be fine with it. I would have been fine with it. But just
I'm not complaining about that, sweetie. I just want a little conversing, you know, back and forth. That's all I'm asking, but I was literally talking
to myself. Don't call me sweetie.
Okay, all right, let's see how I jump in here. Holly, I hope you feel better about having heard what he had to say.
You dodged
him. Oh, my God.
Thanks for coming on with us, guys. I do not recommend you guys talk anymore.
Yeah, I think this is it.
So you guys have a great day, and I wish you luck in your dating lives.
Good luck, guys.
Bye. Okay. We need to luck now.
He's like, good luck to all of you guys.
And that is why that's one of our favorites right there. I couldn't believe that guy.
Yeah, he was awful. When he said to her, sweet, he kept calling her sweetie.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, yeah, that was driving me insane.
That will drive people nuts. So passive aggressive, you know.
Super rude.
All right. Well, if you missed it, you can hear it again on our podcast at 995QYK.com. Jordan Davis right now, slow dance in a parking lot. Thanks for having us on. It's been a tough morning.
Oh, it has.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 995QYK. I'll tell you why, because I went and heated up my little breakfast sandwich that I have.
Yep.
I come back in, I brought two of them. I go, hey, Melanie, I got two of these if you want. And completely the plate, everything fell off onto the ground.
And when do you think is the last time the floors in this studio were cleaned?
Listen, 10-second rule doesn't count when coronavirus is going around. That's out the window.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Anything
no way.
That drops on the floor is not safe.
That's
not to
wrap.
Mention we have dogs in here every Monday. And it's just not the cleanest place. So.
That was a sad moment in my career right there.
It was so sweet, though. I will say, I know we always mess with each other as we're getting to know each other and start working together. But... you were so sweet to come in here and genuinely offer me a breakfast sandwich. I brought two of these, Melanie. He was so sweet. And then to just see the plate completely collapse and it go all over the ground. He came up from picking it up off the ground and goes, just kidding, I only brought one.
You know what I've learned? I'm not offering sandwiches anymore.
Just stop being so nice.
Stop being nice. No, nice guys finish last, apparently.
Oh, poor thing. Well, thank you anyway, though.
I'll be going back to Publix to get some more. But anyway, speaking of Publix, they're implementing something new and putting something new at their registers. You're going to hear about it coming up in 6 minutes. Melanie was so kind to say, hey, I'm learning to play the guitar. And this Kelsea Ballerini song, Homecoming Queen, So how's it coming?
This is one of those moments where I should have just never shared what the heck I was doing at home. Because, of course, you're putting me on the spot now saying that on Friday you want me.
And you said you were okay with it.
We were on Facebook Live. I didn't have a choice.
Oh, so you're saying that you're peer pressured?
Yes, I was absolutely peer pressured by you and Kevin to to learn the Kelsey Ballerini song and then perform it. But there's no way I'm going to be able to do the whole thing. I could just maybe do a little bit, but this is the first time I've ever played the guitar.
Do you feel like, Kevin, that we pressured her in any way?
Kevin?
Honestly, I thought she was she told us about it, and then
be
we were like,
honest.
We pressured her.
Yes.
Whose team
never takes
are you
my
on?
Anytime?
Whose team are you on anyway?
She could have just said no.
That's what I'm saying. She could have said no and she didn't.
I know, but I'm trying to be a team player. You know, we got a new team in place. I'm trying to be helpful.
You know what a team player would do? They're going to play on Friday because you agreed to it. On Friday, we are going to do that at 8:25. You're going to be playing live on the air.
Oh, now we have a specific time.
Well, I'm just trying to set the appointment. This is Radio 101 right here. So what we're going to do, 8:25, you are going to play live on the air, Homecoming Queen.
That's only 2 days away.
I know. You said you haven't been practicing and you knew this on Monday.
I know, but I kind of thought you were going to forget. I'm not going to lie.
No, I never forget. I'm like an elephant. Never forget. Yeah. Ever, ever, ever.
Oh, this is going to be very interesting.
It's going to sound, you know, pretty similar to this right here. Kelsey Ballerini, Homecoming Queen.
Oh,
I can hear that guitar right now. I love it. Live Friday, Melanie doing this song.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Florida Georgia Line is releasing a new song this week. Very excited about this. They shared the news on Instagram while in quarantine, saying, "Big week, y'all. Thursday at midnight, Friday morning, I Love My Country will be available."
We've been in here working on our new album. We've been jamming, been having a good time, and we can't wait any longer. We've got to get some new music out to our fans. So we've decided the 27th on Friday, we're going to drop the first song off this new album. This song's called I Love My Country, and it could not be more appropriate for a time like now.
Very cool. I like that.
Yeah, they've been doing little snippets more and more on their Instagram stories from the new album, and I am loving what I'm hearing. So if you don't follow them already, they are definitely worth a follow. Blake Shelton posted an update on his Instagram as well, saying that he's doing something really cool. He's taking care of the people who work at all three of his Old Red restaurants. They're currently closed due to COVID-19, and he wants to be able to give back not only to the people that work there, but the performers that come in and perform as well.
I want people out there to know that we do have a commitment to all of our employees, and we're taking care of them. And we're trying to figure out ways to take care of some of the artists and musicians that perform at the Old Reds, maybe a fundraiser or something. We're still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I love that people are, you know, Dirks, Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, all those restaurants, FGL,
yes,
all trying to help out their staffs on that, their restaurants and whatnot. It's pretty cool.
Love that they're stepping up in that way. Lee Bryce and his family, they are sheltering in place, but they have a new addition quarantined with them, a pup. Lee and his fam adopted a new dog this week. They named him Buck, and he shared a picture of his family's new pet on Instagram, while also encouraging people to continue to adopt and foster dogs during this challenging time. We work closely with Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete, and the dog that we had in for Mutt Monday is still available, Mister.
Mister.
Yes. So if you are looking to find a puppy companion while you're stuck at home, Mister could be for you. And if not Mister, there are tons of other dogs that are available right now at Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. Just head over to our Facebook page, 99.5QYK, and you can see the picture of Mister and find out all about him. They're also still looking for volunteers, I want to mention that, and people to foster some of the animals at the shelter as well.
All right, very cool. You can get all this stories, all this information, 99.5QYK.com. I can talk this morning. the coronavirus? No, it's not. I'm okay.
It better not be.
It's not. I'm all right. Libra is hard to love right now. Thanks for having us on. It's JR Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR Melanie, 99.5 QYK. So a lot of people are doing like Zoom happy hours. It's like a thing where you can have multiple people on a call at one time.
Yeah.
Basically a video conference call. We've heard of Skype and stuff like that. Well, sometimes things can go wrong when you don't do that very often, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. Unfortunately for this woman, Jennifer Miles, she was on a Zoom conference call with several employees. In total, I believe there were, 11 people on the call.
Oh, great.
Okay. And so everybody has their cameras up. You can see their faces. You can see their homes.
It's kind of like a Brady Bunch stack, right?
Yes, that's exactly what it looks like. And you see that Jennifer's moving a lot. She's kind of walking about her house, and she's carrying her laptop with her. Well, everyone's kind of watching her, wondering what she's doing. And then all of a sudden, they see her go into the bathroom. She sets down the laptop. She forgets that the camera is on. Kind of like when you're on a conference call and you mute it.
Exactly.
You got to remember to take it off the mute. Well, she forgot she was on the camera. She left the laptop open. She pulls down her pants. Now, you can't really see anything. It's just the kind of the side of her leg.
Okay.
But needless to say, it's absolutely cringeworthy as all of her coworkers watch her use the bathroom on the conference call.
All right, so here's what it sounded like. You're going to hear someone who's leading the conference call on video, and then you're going to hear her start to go, wait, is that happening? Is that happening? As she sees this person, and then the other coworkers start to see it.
They start covering their faces. They're all mortified. It's so embarrassing.
Hey, listen to this.
Standards in terms of things, and that oftentimes people don't, like people of other professions don't have.
It's happening.
What happened?
I saw nothing.
Oh my God.
Poor Jennifer.
Jennifer, turn your camera off, girl.
Oh my God, Jennifer. Thankfully, she realized when the call got awkward and she heard some silence and pauses what was happening.
Oh,
and
girl.
She reached over for her laptop. She kind of semi-closed it and then eventually completely shut it.
Yeah, there's no saving yourself from that. It's no explaining yourself. That's just shut the computer and start over tomorrow.
What do you even do?
You don't.
Do you send an email acknowledging that? Hey, guys, sorry, I didn't realize the camera was on. Or do you just pick up where you left off the next day on the conference call?
I think
outside
that you probably send an email or a text to your coworkers, but hopefully she had some cool coworkers that texted her and said, hey, I'm sorry about that.
Real cool. Someone took the video and posted it online, which is now why it's viral.
All right, you have to go watch the video to get the whole realm of this. It may not be safe for work, but hey, you're at home. So check it out. 995QYK.com. What would you do? Would you show up to work the next day? If you had to come to work the next day?
Yes, I would. I would address it and hope for the best, but I would find out that little mole that posted it.
Like,
all right, who was it?
Snitches get stitches, you know.
Exactly. Right? It'd be Clue style. I'd be putting the pieces together and figuring out which coworker posted me going to the bathroom online.
Yeah, I'll just tell you this. Jennifer is going to be invited on every conference call ever. Now, they're like, Jennifer makes these so fun. We love these.
It's just not the same without Jennifer on the toilet. Come on.
995QYK.com. Check it out for yourself. Thanks for hanging with us every morning. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR Melanie, 995 QYK. And I'm going to be honest. You know, I got in this TikTok thing and pretty much I'm blowing up online. I'm almost going viral.
And it's going to his head.
I'm just letting you know.
Fast.
I got a lot of comments, people commenting on it. A lot of people started following me who I don't even know. And I just, you know, you talked about it yesterday, getting involved. And I tried one and obviously I've struck gold.
I guess TikTok may be your thing. Maybe this is your hidden calling.
Well, you were apprehensive about it because your friends were making fun of you.
Yeah,
they were
making fun of me because I wanted to get a TikTok account. Well, I have one and I watch a bunch of TikTok videos, but I wanted to start posting the dance videos. They teased me. We talked about it. Listeners were encouraging me for the most part to go ahead and start a TikTok. Well, you went ahead and started one yesterday.
Well, nice guy syndrome. You know me.
Yes.
I had to help you out and get things started. Kick it off. I wanted to do it to make you feel more comfortable, but I now feel bad because the success I've had.
It's a hard act to follow.
I mean, Kevin, did you watch mine yet?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, he's going to be so offended.
Not on TikTok.
That's a lack of support. A lack of support right there. I don't appreciate it. It's on my Instagram too.
Oh, let me go there.
Don't worry, Kevin. He'll call you and tell you like he did to me yesterday. He called me and I was like, oh, what's up? Like, what does he need? So thought it was something about the show. Hey, did you see I'm blowing up on TikTok? Can you go to my Instagram and just look at all the comments that are leaving?
Just wanted to show you the possibilities that can happen for you doing TikTok.
This too could happen for me. All right. Yes. So how many views, seriously, how many views do you have on your video?
Okay. Are we talking about on TikTok or on Instagram?
On TikTok.
Because they both count. They should both count.
We're now adding them together.
Well, I mean, I put it on there. So let's see. I'm looking at, this is big. Where is it at? Where's my views?
It should be in the bottom right corner, I believe.
I think it says, here. Is my phone. Is it 337, I think it says? It's not showing up. It might be too many. They may not have been able to put it there.
they had just stopped.
Have I broke the internet?
The view count. You have 337 views of your TikTok. You have 31.
And I have like no followers. I have like 5 followers. So that means people have seeked me out and said, this is the greatest content I've ever seen.
I don't know that people sought this out. I mean,
let me look at Instagram. So 337. Put that up. By the way, people are in their cars going, who cares? But this is a little contest between you and me.
Now it's a contest. It started
I'm not going to lie to you. You want to take that and look at yourself?
Maybe.
How many views that is on Instagram?
On Instagram.
Oh, boy. 970 views. So over 1,200 views.
Add two more. I just watched it twice.
Thank you. Add two more.
This just shows how bored people are at home.
Oh, listen. You were the biggest promoter of TikTok yesterday, and now you're mad at my success, and I don't appreciate it.
No, I'm just laughing that you have checked it so many times. You keep rereading the same comments. I want to encourage people, honestly, because it means a lot to JR. Please go on his Instagram. What is your Instagram?
The Real JRJ. Thank you for not knowing that
there
either.
There you go.
I didn't want
to mess it up, okay? So go on there and watch his first ever TikTok video. It's the Running Man. It's a pretty good Running Man, I'm not going
to
lie.
Hey, by the way, you're not going to tell people that I called you yesterday to ask you for tips? I want a tutorial on TikTok. I go, hey, by the way, I'm trying to get this TikTok going. How do I do it?
Yeah, he asked me for a TikTok tutorial. Then he told me to go check his Instagram. So, you know, JR's been really busy during quarantine.
Got to do it. It's just me and Petey. We got to do something over there.
That's good.
All right, time for trending in Tampa Bay right now. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie on 99.5 QIK. Melanie, what you got?
Health officials have opened a coronavirus test site at Raymond James Stadium. The drive-through site opened at 8 a.m. this morning. Cars are already in line there. It will remain open through Saturday. The daily hours are going to be 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or while supplies last, because they only have a certain amount of the kits to test people. The site will be in the parking lot south of the stadium, and health officials expect to complete about 200 tests a day. Pre-screening and pre-registration, if you are interested in this, are required for those who want to get tested for COVID-19. So you can call the county's main information line to do the pre-screening. Or you can go to our Instagram stories and Facebook stories, and the information is up there.
Oh, perfect.
So everything you need to know. As of this morning, there is still no stay-at-home orders for Florida, Hillsborough County, or Pinellas County residents. However, the St. Pete Mayor, Rick Kreisman, he tweeted last night, an order is coming. There is no need to rush out of the house for essentials. The order will provide for such movement and more. In the interim, let's be smart. Stay home if you can. Avoid crowds. Look out for yourself and those you love. He also wanted to clarify something, saying, quote, this is not a lockdown, not a curfew, and not martial law. Hillsborough County leaders opted out of the idea of issuing a stay-at-home order, but will be revisiting the topic in a meeting tomorrow, so we will keep you posted. Now, in a press conference yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis, he emphasized the importance of people practicing social distancing, especially if they aren't going to work. During the conference, he called out a lot of people taking advantage of the situation in California.
If you're doing a big block party in California during a lockdown, wouldn't it be better to just go to work? I mean, you're probably going to transmit the virus less in the office than you are with a bunch of drunk idiots in a block party everyone having a good time.
This dude is on fire this week. I love his just straightforwardness. It's great.
Yesterday he was talking about body shots. Yeah. Today he's calling people drunk idiots out in California. You never know what to expect in those press conferences. These stories and so much more are up now. 99.5QIK.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.